Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hi, welcome to A Race of Your Own. I'm Virgie Rodriguez, and this is where we talk about inspiration that leads to resilience. And today's guest has a ton of credits here, and I'm going to try to read them all, but I've gotten a few. Was featured in Disney Channel's Ultraviolet and Black Scorpion, ABC's United We Fall, and has had appearances on SWAT, Fresh Off the Boat, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, Hentified, Jane the Virgin, and NCIS. He was born in the Dominican Republic. He moved to Brea, California from DR at the age of 9. This one's kind of my favorite. He learned English by watching old football tapes of the 1970s Pittsburgh Steelers. That made him fall in love with the sport, especially for his brother, Alex, who eventually made it to the NFL. That's interesting. So welcome, Juan Alfonso.
Thank you. Wow, what an intro. That was amazing.
I tried.
And some of those credits, I'm like, oh, I did that show. That's right. Like, I forget. Like, after 23 years of,
actors never remember their credits.
I mean, you do. Like, I could tell you my lines from my first show. You have this memory where 45-year-old female driver unconscious, Las Bolsas scene, possible facial fractures, went VTAC, VP over 24, high rate 130s, rip store.
Show was that?
It was like, I don't know, it was like a medical drama that I played a paramedic on. So yeah, I mean, you sort of have things where it's like you run lines so much that eventually I can just like, of course, now I've been a series regular and like, recurring guest star, so a lot of episodes get lost in my head. But if we were to talk about a certain one, I'd be like, oh yeah, yeah, I remember some of that. Yeah, yeah, it's weird.
Interesting.
It's like a weird thing. I don't know.
Yeah, and I've helped you with some self-tapes, so I get it. I'm actually
thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Invoice is coming. Yeah.
My wife thanks you. Yeah, I think she's tired of being my
shout out Danielle.
Yeah, thank you, babe. I love you. The best. The best.
I feel like having you on the show was important to me because you are one of those actors that I know, that really I'm not dissing any of my other actor friends by any means, but you've really like kept the ball rolling. You're like this proper working actor, right? You've done this great stuff, and I always see you in, I haven't even put your commercial accolades. I always see you in some commercial. Yeah. Like, there's one.
Yeah.
He is.
I just filmed two like last week. Yeah. Coming from another country, through the church where my parents were ministering, but other churches helped out, and they would send boxes of food and VHS tapes. Look it up, kids. VHS. You should know about this. But yeah, and so in these boxes, my brother and I, we would find like old tapes of like the 1970 Pittsburgh Steelers Super Bowl, you know, run. So everything they did from, so here we are watching like Terry Bradshaw and, you know, Lynn Swan and, you know, all these like, you know, legends of Pittsburgh Steelers, but no idea what football was at the time or like right. what this was. But we just started watching these tapes, and it would be like also like other tapes, like, you know, church, you know, like biblical tapes right. or, you know, or Disney tapes, you know, Aladdin or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was a big part. We fell in love with watching these football tapes, and my brother ended up just falling in love with the sport, and it really helped him get through tough young years and worked really hard and made it to the NFL. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, that was just
who did
a way
he end up playing for?
He went to the Chiefs first.
Okay.
And to Kansas City, then they traded him to the
pre-Kelsey.
Pre-Travis Kelsey. This was when
Dominican Kelsey.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually Tony Gonzalez was there Tony was really kind to my brother and yeah, I remember my brother would call me like, yo, he's so cool. And, you know, but then he got traded to...
I don't know who Tony Gonzalez is, but I just agree.
Okay.
Like, yeah, Tony
agree.
Gonzalez.
Agree.
Okay.
Yeah, went to the Seahawks and then ended up with the Vikings. Yeah.
Nice.
And then did some time in Europe when they had a league in Canada.
Minnesota. I lived in Chanhassen for a bit.
Oh, okay.
A couple months.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you know?
So he was there in the snow. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's cold. Minnesota's cold.
But that was a crucial time. Yeah, that was a crucial time of our upbringing.
That's amazing. Yeah. Shout out to Alex.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm proud of him. Proud of both my brothers. I'm proud of my younger brother too, Juan Abdias. He's, you know, he's doing stunt work and you know, he's done a couple movies and, you know, carving his own path. And, you know, so both my brothers, I'm very proud of them, and they've worked really hard to achieve their goals. So yeah,
nice,
pretty cool.
Cool. I'm excited. I'm, you know, gonna look it up.
Yeah,
for sure.
yeah. Definitely. Unfortunately, there are people in this industry that you get to work with who are, you know, egos get in the way, and it's just like, do we really have to do
in entertainment?
This? Like,
absolutely.
Yeah, weird.
Not.
What?
So
yeah. Yeah, and I'm just like the person who's like, I don't know. I was talking to someone about. I don't take pictures on set. I don't take pictures with co-stars who maybe are celebrities or whatever. I just don't feel, I don't know. I just feel like we're all there to do the same work. We've all gone through the same process. Mm-hmm. You're just a little bit ahead of me. I'm here, but I'll be there. You know what
right.
I mean? So it's like, I feel like we're all just together on this journey, just mm-hmm. doing the work. Like, yeah. I don't know. I'm like, yeah, cool. You know, I did Marriage Story, and it was like Laura Dern and, you know, Scarlett Johansson. You know, we're all together. Adam Driver.
Scar Jo.
I almost said
Scar
that?
Jo.
Oh, my God.
You were like, Scarlett Jo.
Yeah. Scarlett Johansson. I mean, the sweetest people.
Right.
You know, Noah Baumbach was amazing. You know, great director and just super kind. And, you know, I didn't have much in the movie, but it was a great experience. And it's like mm-hmm. no egos. You could tell it's like people were there for the work and, mm-hmm. I don't know, you learn to appreciate those little moments because you never know when you're going to come across someone who's like, you know, which I've had those. I won't get into it, but I've had those stories where it's like, you know, the number one or number two on the call sheet is very like, oh, no, don't. And you're like,
don't
we're
talk
here
to, me.
To work, dude. Like, I could care less, you know. But
yeah. But yeah. And it's unfortunate that happens. But,
yeah,
you know,
but it happens.
But it happens.
But, you know, if I would tell any actor, just be ready for it and just know that don't let other people change how you act. You know what I mean? Like, I guess it's the old saying of be the change. You know, I think even early on when I was doing commercial work and, you know, co-stars and recurring, it's like you see things, but also you want to be part of the change and things that you didn't like or you heard about, you know, how people act on set or, you know, even down to how they treat extras. Mm-hmm. It's like, we're all here to make it work. You shouldn't be rude to anyone. Let's just, you know, like, I don't know. I just want to, I want to change the industry from within so that people that come in understand. It's like, yeah, you can talk to the one or two on the call sheet. You know, it's like, don't look at them in the eyes. So can we rehearse or not?
I just talked about this in one of my episodes.
Yeah, I work. Yeah, it's just very strange sometimes. To each their own, I guess.
True, and I agree. And a lot of what we talk about is purpose on here too. So it's, you know, finding that purpose and knowing what that is. You know, how important is that for you right now at your point in your career? Because, you know, actors are at different points. Are there roles that come up and you're like, I will absolutely not that.
Yeah. Really? Okay. Even early on, even when I wasn't doing stuff, I told my team, I was like, I won't do gangster roles. Just because like that's not my essence. Of course, I could be like, hey, what's up, dang? Get out of here, bang, what's up, hooker? You know, whatever. Like, I can go to a place, but there's people that live that. Right. And there's actors that do that. And I also didn't want to get pigeonholed into like the Latino guy. Oh, his name's Juan. He can do the gangster role. Right. Or he can do the this. You know, it's like, so I told him, I'm like, anything comes up where I have to be a gangster or something, I don't want to get pigeonholed in that. Mm-hmm. I like character work and doing different stuff. And I've noticed through my career, which, you know, in Hollywood, it sort of guides you. You know, you start falling into, you know, blue collar guy,
right.
You know, dad, you know, works hard, maybe has daughters. I don't know. Like, you know, like you just have to, you have to understand that, yes, you can have a vision of what you want to do, but also Hollywood ends up kind of telling you where you belong. And you can ride that, you know. Of course, you can make choices on things that you stand on. I won't do this, I won't do that. But eventually, you have to be honest with yourself and know, like, maybe you're not Brad Pitt, you know. Maybe you're just the best friend, you know. But
right.
But it's okay, and you can ride that and really be good. And I think once I found my niche, I just dove in. Just went in. I was like, okay, I'm the dad, or I'm the whatever, you know. I like it. I like doing. I can play Caucasian, I can play Hispanic, I can play Middle Eastern, I can, you know, I can kind of go in a lot of directions. So it was a decision I made early on to not get pigeonholed or typecast in that sense, especially shaved head. And, you know, right. It's like, oh, yeah, gangster. It's like, okay.
You know. Right. You're like, all right, already. Yeah. And, you know, how important do you think, like, now kind of evolving, right, out of that? Because you've done so much work, so much different type of work, from commercials to series regular and appearances, et cetera, guest appearances.
Sure.
You know, how important do you feel like the narrative is for you to tell from your perspective? Like, do you see yourself producing or writing kind of in the future?
It's so funny. My mom was just telling me about this. Hi, Mom. I love
Hi,
you.
Hi, Mom.
My mom came today. You know, it's an interesting thing because I guess I've been so hyper-focused on acting and just, like, dedicated to the craft and dedicated to, you know, it's not like a thing where it's like, oh, yeah, I want to try this. You know, I heard an interview. It's like, you definitely won't make it if you quit, you know. But if you stick it out, what could happen? You know, and I've always loved that idea of, like, where can God take me? You know, how far can we go if I have and I keep my faith and keep and stay steady and trust and, you know, like, how far can we go? And, like, I'm always, like, excited about what's next, even though we don't know. I have no idea what's coming next, but I'm so excited for it. And I guess it's that thing of envisioning and putting things out. And yes, I spent a lot of time, like, you know, big movie coming, series regular coming, you know, prepping, just getting ready. It's like already living it, even though it's not there. It's a big thing for me. Praying about it. Oh my goodness. I mean, if, you know, prayer is so important to me because it's already shown me through time how important it was before. Just looking at where I am now from when I started, you know, doing one lines on shows, you know, it's like, your package is here. You know what I mean? You know, and now I'm, you know, and it's stuff that you just, like, it was in my heart, so I put it out and I prayed about it. And so now we're here and, you know, I'm just excited for whatever's next, even though, you know, as you know, there's downtimes and with the strike and COVID and, you know, I was so thankful to be able to work during COVID and, you know, I had a show during COVID. But, you know, with the strike and everything, it really sucked the air out of not only our industry, but out of creatives.
Right.
It's hard. It's hard when you know, and it forces people to now think outside the box and do new things and what we're doing here, you know.
Yeah. So for you, you know, what I hear you say, you know, we take our acting classes, we do all the things we learn from these great mentors and teachers, but, you know, how important is faith to you in this? Because that's what it sounds like to me, is that you're really, yes, you pray, yes, you do,
sure,
but you're really walking by faith.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the definition of faith is having trust in something that you can't see. So it's like, I don't know where my career is going, but I know that so far God's taken care of me, and we've maneuvered this thing together, and through faith, it's like, if I didn't have faith, I would really feel like no purpose. Because then it would feel like there's nothing to look forward to. It was just like I'm just doing this for the, I guess, the vein of it. Is that a word? Like, just for, like,
sure.
Yeah, just for, like, I don't know.
The vanity of it.
Yeah, I guess for the vanity of it or for the fame or for whatever. But, you know, it really is something that I just love.
Feed narcissistic tendencies.
Yeah, right. Oh, gosh. Right. But, yeah, you know, I think without faith, like, I would just feel like I wouldn't know how else to maneuver this industry.
Mm.
Yeah, like, it's that important.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there was one of the points that I brought up was about, so you would watch these Pittsburgh Steeler commercials.
Well, yeah,
and
you
so
know.
What about the commercial was, like, so fascinating to you?
So it was, that's funny. So when we came to California from the DR in 92, you know, my parents are pastors. So nice. We grew up in the church, you know. My dad was called to come to the United States to start a church and continue his studies. Mm-hmm. And my mom, being the amazing mother she is, approved. But you know, they came out, and it was like, you know, even through that. So we saw faith in action, right? My parents taking, you know, that leaving everything they knew behind to come to a new place. I mean, we didn't even stop in New York or Miami. We can't. We're the only Dominicans.
You're one of the first Dominicans I ever met in California. No. Out in Brea,
right?
And then Orange County,
right.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh my God, there's like not very many Dominicans.
No,
here.
No, we're Mexican, you know,
people, right? Yeah, right, yeah, to people, yeah. Right?
To people out here,
right? Right, right. But now there's more,
totally. I've seen a lot more.
When I first got here, you guys were like the first,
yeah,
one.
And my cousin, who you know, yeah. Obed, and Yamil,
yeah.
And so, you know, like, yeah, no, I think
I knew actually four. Jesse Torero was like the fourth.
Oh, yeah, Jesse. Yeah. Jesse knew Lisa's. Yeah, that's right. I met them in passing. And but yeah, you know, I think seeing faith in action and growing up, seeing like, wow, you guys just came out here and like, you know, started a show and it worked out. And, you know, and it's like.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Like something that, you know, my dad and I guess my parents instilled in us was, you know, if somebody else can do it, you can too. You know, si otro puede, ¿por qué tú no? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't know. We just have this mentality of like, I can do that. You know, it's like almost the naiveness of it. Just like when people are like, isn't it hard? Hollywood, like, how do you make it? You know, but it's like, I don't know.
You just
go and go. But you also have to be honest with yourself.
Right.
You either got it or you don't, you know, and that's okay. There's people that come and you try and maybe it's not for you.
Right.
But when you see that something, doors are opening up and all of a sudden I got an agent in 3 months. I booked my first commercial in a month. And it, all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute, maybe this is where I'm supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, early on, it's just, you know, to answer your question about faith is like we saw faith in action. So it's really... Mm-hmm. The only thing we knew about a maneuver of like, how am I going to pay bills? I don't know. You know, like get a job, go clean toilets, go, you know, I used to clean mailboxes, you know, for FedEx. And I would, you know, clean the graffiti off of them. I waited tables for 10, you know, like whatever it is I had to do. I didn't have a plan B. And
you
I still
were a club
don't.
Promoter. For
I was a club promoter for many years. You know what I mean? Yeah. And to be honest, it was the best job because I worked at night and I can audition during the day. I had the whole day to do whatever. You know, people thought I was out there, like, you know, getting hammered. I was sometimes drinking water because I had to memorize lines
with the
for
straw.
The next. Yeah, like, woohoo, yeah. But in my mind, I'm like running lines, you know. But that's a dedication. And you see people who get lost in that lifestyle. They come to L.A., have a dream, but L.A. gets them before they can get L.A., if that makes sense. It's almost like they get trapped in the dream and everything L.A. has to offer and get lost and end up going back home with you know, with their heart ripped out, you know? So I think it was like having that understanding too, that I didn't want to waste my parents, you know, they came out here, and it's like, and not to put, you know, I don't think they would feel that way, but as children, it's like, I'm not trying to mess up. My parents left everything, so I'm going to make sure that I do the best I can, you know, and it happens to be that I found, you know, acting, and, and the way it came through was crazy in itself, how I started acting.
And again, it just, it kind of tips over into purpose and walking in purpose. And, and that's kind of some of the stuff that I just explore here, which is, you know, what is that journey like? Because sometimes we don't even realize that we're walking in purpose, right? In in that sense, because you're like, oh, it, you know, in 3 months I got my manager, and then another month I got a commercial, and then this happened, and then it's like, oh, I'm just, things happen to fall into place when you're walking in purpose, I feel. You know, and that doesn't necessarily need to be so much a spiritual, religious thing, right? It's it's maybe it is a godly thing, you know, in that sense, right? And some people kind of sometimes get really stuck on that because they're just like, oh, God is this thing, this this omnipotent thing. And but it's just the more I've even found for me, I've even explored my faith and my kind of belief in God.
Which I've seen over the years, by the way. It's been very cool to see you grow in that and be open about it. And it's awesome.
Because I just feel like it's so important. And I feel like especially the world we live in and what we're seeing on a daily basis, the way the industry is changing in so many ways. You know, I think, you know, platforms like YouTube, you know, plugging YouTube now, you know, I just, somebody just said that there was an article, and it may have been in Deadline or Variety, I'm not sure, but they were like, YouTube is actually trying to, going to try to compete with Netflix with original content. And so I just look at you and people like you, and we have a group of friends and group of people that we all know that create all this content, you know, and it's great, and it's uplifting, and it's positive, and it's going in like a great direction, right?
Absolutely.
Which is us walking in our purpose.
Yes, yes. And I think to touch on purpose, it's like, I think early on when I was acting, I think I figured out what my purpose was within the industry, right? And it was really to love people, because they're so, they're, you know, like, I saw so much just like, you know, of course, I had my own way of maneuvering through the industry, and pushing away things that weren't good for me, and but just the smallest things of how you treat people in this industry was big for me. I'm like, no, dude, I'm gonna change that. I wanna be the guy that's the number one on a show, but has open arms, and it's like, yes, let's what how can we get through this together? You know, not like, oh yeah, welcome to my show, and I'll talk to you when I or I'm not I'm gonna leave when it's your coverage. You know, no, you know what I mean? Like, I wanna be a part of it all. And just because it's like, I don't know, it's hard work, and to then just sort of make it seem like it's like I didn't just work my ass off to get to where I'm at. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's like, no, I'm gonna go through it all, and I wanna be able to treat everybody the way that I wanna be treated, you know, which sometimes didn't happen early on.
And it's such a simple thought. It's such a simple way of thinking to be like, I'm gonna treat you the way I want to be treated.
Right.
So, you know, if you disrespect me,
yeah.
I may just disrespect you back.
Yeah.
And it's just so simple, because it's like, what? Nobody's better than anyone.
Exactly.
You know, nobody's higher. Okay, maybe you got more money. Maybe you have more influence. Maybe you have more reach, so to speak. But at the end of the day, you know, the agenda here is, you know, love for one another, like Prince said, quoting Prince.
Yes. So, and inspire other people to follow that, you know, because it's like, hey, it's okay. It's okay here. You know, I did it. You could do it too. You know, it's like, you know, it's the old saying of sending the elevator back down, you know. If you get to a place, like, I have no issues, and my agent and manager will tell you this. I send people all the time. Not because, and maybe not, may not work out, but I want people to feel like LA, you know, Hollywood isn't this unattainable thing where it's like, oh man, how am I ever going to find an agent? It's like, no, dude, if you know people, like, I'm going to try to help you. Nice. I'm going to try to help you to find an agent. It may not be my agent, but maybe there's somebody that's, look, you know, even if it's small boutique, you know, something, just so they feel like it's doable. I think people come here and it's like takes them years and you get deflated with like, you know, just sort of the steps that you have to follow into making it, where it's like, I don't know, just a chance sometimes.
Just a chance. Yeah. Anybody just kind of opening the door, even if it's a little bit, that gives people hope, which I've talked about before too. It's just like just feeling some sort of hope that there's a light at the end of the tunnel kind of. And you know, again, I always kind of come back to purpose because I feel like for me, even starting this channel, starting this series has been eye-opening to me because I didn't realize even feedback that I get just internally is, you know, I'm just so glad you're doing this. I learned so much, or I'm glad I'm getting this feedback. And even just from someone like you, that's like, well, this has been my path. Like, and it has worked and it is positive. And I do have faith and I do believe in God and I do, you know, believe in purpose. And I do believe in community, communal thinking, you know, because I've come across people that just get in their own way. And so it's like, even, even when you try to be like, listen, you know, I'm just here to, you know, but I think a lot of people, we're shifting through our trauma too, right? Because that's a whole other thing. It's not even like trauma doesn't have to be abusive.
Right.
Right. Trauma could just be like what we've dealt with in the industry or just in life, right? Just people being people.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a thing where it's like, I think, you know, coming to this country and experiencing sort of the rejection of like, you're not one of us, you beaner, you know, all the things that you go through getting picked on and, you know, you don't speak English, so you're not, you know, that helped mold who I am today within this industry because I don't want people to feel how I felt in those moments. You know what I mean? So if I can love people who aren't accepted, then I'm doing something right. Then I know that it's like my purpose was to go through that stuff, that pain, so maybe I can help somebody else not feel that, you know, within our industry, because people come from all walks of life in our industry. You know what I mean? Some accept it, some not. But I'm going to be the one that loves on you regardless, because I don't know your trauma. I don't know where you came from, but I do know that I love you regardless, you know? So
And it's so much simpler to just be nice. Like, it's when people aren't nice, I'm like, you're just shooting yourself in the foot.
I feel like it definitely comes back and people learn, but they learn too late or, you know, later on in life.
Or they
never want to learn. Right.
They just never want to learn.
Yeah.
You know, I just think it's really important to kind of like stay on course kind of what you're doing. And with that being said, you know, the state of the industry right now, you know, a lot of people are losing their jobs. You know, a lot of things are shutting down. A lot of things are shifting to digital. A lot of things are becoming AI, you know, like, where, and look, I could ask you for your opinion on like, where do you see it? But like, none of us know.
It's so unpredictable. I mean, you can try to get a sense, but you know, like,
but you're one of the few people that I know that are like actually still auditioning.
No, I'm auditioning and still working and working, and I give all praise.
God. Right.
But it's like, I think you can't dwell on what's not happening.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I've never, even from the beginning, I never saw Hollywood as this unobtainable thing where it's like, you know, I just thought like if you work hard and keep and let your work speak and treat people kindly, then, you know, things will open and things will happen. But I don't know. I just like, even now, even the way it is, just thinking about it, like, oh man, where is it going? Like, I don't even want to go in that place.
Yeah, no.
I just want to stay in the place of like, it's going to get better. I don't know. Right. Like, I just have this faith of like,
I think I only say that because there are a lot of people.
I know. And it's
losing their jobs, their homes.
It breaks my heart.
Yeah, no. And they're proper Emmy winners, Oscar winners. Like, it's, and it's,
I mean, suicide within our industry kind of went big when the strike happened and COVID, people losing jobs and
moving out of the state.
Moving out of state.
Moving out of the city. It's a real thing. And I, you know, I'm also hopeful. So if we could be two voices
if we could
hopeful,
do,
then great. I just,
but I know what you mean. I know what you're saying. I mean, it's
a scary
reality.
It's a reality for a lot of people, you know? And so that's why for me, I just find it important to keep pushing?
No, you got to keep pushing. I mean, because I know that I have a future in this industry, and mm-hmm. it's just like, it's not going to be on my time. Mm-hmm. So I just got to do the work until the time comes. It's like, you know, when, what's the saying, when luck meets opportunity, or just like being that, prepared.
Yeah,
all this is just being, it's just getting me prepared. Right. All this downtime is a mental battle now. So now you're working on how can I get through this mentally, not just like with work, but it's like, how do we continue, you know? And it's been, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I've grown. I feel like I've learned a lot about myself and, you know, just sort of showing up each day and doing whatever it takes and, you know, being thankful when auditions come in, you know, when I can prep for stuff. I mean, you know, I've hit you up a few times in the last couple of months, like, V, I need your help, you know, like.
You need another reader. Okay, yeah, I'll read your lines with you. Sure.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. You know, great stuff. And I'm thankful. I've been reading for some awesome stuff. And, you know, so we'll just see what happens, you know.
I mean, my fingers are crossed. Thank you. I'm hopeful for you, but I'm also hopeful for the industry overall, because I just feel like, you know, it's a pivotal moment for a lot of people.
Yeah. And just to touch it, just to add to that, because I think this is important, is who you surround yourself around,
mm-hmm.
right? If you're around people who are like the negative, you know, this and that, like, no, like, please, I don't need that. It's already hard.
It's already bad.
It's already bad, you know? Right. So, and also the love that's around you, you know, having a great spouse who's like supportive mm-hmm. and understands what I do mm-hmm. and, you know, is able to pick me up when I'm down. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we're a team. You know, thank God she has a great job, you know, like, and she's not in our industry, you know, so, you know, she's smart.
Right.
But, you know, it's just like who you let into your life and how they affect it is a huge part, you know, because I don't know, it's just, for me, it's been such a big help just mm-hmm. having the right people around me, you mm-hmm. know, because it's already hard for us mentally, you know.
Yeah. I think I'm
not good enough. I'm never gonna make it. You know. Yeah, I suck. That was terrible. I mean, I've booked stuff where I'm like, I'm never hearing. They will never call me back. Hey Juan, you booked the thing. What? You know. So you never know.
And that's how it happened.
Oh, that's how it
happened to me like that before too. Where
exactly.
It was like, I booked it.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Yeah.
I did. Are you sure?
Yeah.
I remember. Yeah. Me? Are you sure they want me?
Number 365, right? Because answer stuff, right?
Right.
See, I know.
Right.
I know a little bit.
A little bit.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a legend.
Guys, am I?
She's a legend. I mean, you're a legend in the dancing. I mean, come on, V.
Sure.
I mean,
I'll take it.
You know what I mean? I mean, it was a very small time in people's lives where they got to see music videos or touring or things like that, where now it's kind of like different, but you were,
you're a G. I did my best.
I think,
with the state of the music industry and where they're going and how that's happening, that's all changing as well. So, you know, that was a moment in time I got to live, and I'm excited that
I
got to
live.
And I
would say a very inspiring career that you had for anybody who looked at it, for sure.
Thank you.
Even for me.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I just, you know.
Because it's not easy.
No.
And especially in your industry.
No. I mean, our auditions, dance auditions are different than acting auditions.
Dude, I don't know
because you guys go in, okay, sure, you have to prep and you have to learn the lines and you have to learn the scenes. Sometimes you have to learn 2 to 3 scenes. I get that. But dance auditions would be 8 hours.
And then if you got a call back,
it was another 8 hours. So that's 2 days for an audition of a gig that they may be looking for 1 to 2 people. Because they probably already have who they need, like they already know.
Come on.
And then they might need 1 black girl or 1 Latina or 1 Asian girl.
Right.
So you're like fighting for 1 or 2 spots. And people I don't think really realize, even for music videos, it was that, let alone the tours. The tours was a whole other thing because it would become this big production about the tour. So, yeah, I mean, and that's kind of fizzled. It's not as big anymore. So I'm glad I got to live that in that era and with those artists and have those experiences, because I don't feel like that really kind of exists. That's lost, right? It's just such a different moment in time.
Yeah.
Even the artists are different.
I'm going to interview you now.
Sure.
So is it a blur to you? Does it feel like it almost didn't happen? Do you feel sometimes like, did I do that?
The only reason for me it's not so much of a blur is because most of the music videos that I worked on were just so big.
True.
It's everywhere because even like, for instance, Slave, Britney.
Yeah.
There's people that dance that choreography on TikTok now.
Isn't that crazy?
And it's like years later. And I, you know, sometimes I'll make a comment. And they'll be like, oh, my God, you slayed. Oh, my God, I was 10. I came home, and I was 10 years old learning this choreography. And I'm like, you were 10. So oh, cool. my God. You know, so but cool. it's so cool because, in a way, social media has helped transcend that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And kind of bring it through kind of full circle.
It's so true. I've seen videos. I'm not on TikTok or anything.
Yeah.
But I've seen some videos where it's like these young guys are dancing to, like,
full out.
Old school. Like, I'm like... Okay, they're, you know, like trying to do the choreo from back then.
It's and cool. like recreate the music video with the outfits and everything.
It's funny.
Some of it is really funny, but some of it is really like people really that and that it's interesting because even as a kid, that's how I would learn dance. Just like you would watch the commercials.
Sure.
I would watch, you know, Janet Jackson music videos, and she was, you know, backflipping off of speakers, and I was like, I can do that, and my mom was like, don't even try it. And I'd be like, Mom, I can do it just like Janet. And she'd be like, no, you can't. Please don't hurt yourself. You know, to see that still happening today, you know, but it's through now social. They watch it probably on YouTube or TikTok or whatever. Wow. There's people even teaching the choreography.
Oh, no, it's
like, so I don't know. I don't, you know, what freaks me out a little bit, I guess, not freaks me out, but. Kind of is surprising, I guess, is the amount of views that those videos have gotten. Millions and millions of views. Where I'm like, wow, this many people have seen this music video. And I'm sure people just play it over and over again, too, sometimes. Oh, yeah. But that's, I think, more shocking to me. It's like the scope
of
the reach.
Yeah.
You know, because...
That you're able to see the effect that it's had.
Yeah, because now I'm kind of... Jordan Knight is another music video, the Give It To You music video, which is the same thing. And people are just doing that choreography. And I'm like...
Yeah.
It's so... And then I look at the numbers. So that's, for me, more of the
I wish we were getting paid for those views, but... Yeah.
That's a whole other thing.
That's another thing.
Well, back in the day, dancers used to get a buyout.
Oh, okay.
We'd get an additional buyout for digital.
Gotcha.
So... That's
in perpetuity, forever.
In perpetuity, forever, for the rest of my life.
I hate that word. I hate the perpetuity word. It's like...
For the rest of... all the globes.
Just to take...
Of all the universes.
Here's $500 for perpetuity. And then it's like everywhere. You're like, wow.
In all the universes of all the worlds.
Everywhere.
Of galaxies. Right. And you're like, okay, well, cool, at least I'm in other galaxies.
Somebody owns my image.
In another galaxy, too. but, you know, so... Kind of to bring it home and wrap this up. I usually ask my guests, you know, what for them is kind of what keeps them, I guess, focused on being in a race of their own. Like, what does that mean to you? What does that look like to you? And if you were to give advice to someone and like, this is how the best way I've stayed in a race of my own, that they could stay in a race of their own.
Wow, that's a great question. You know, I think it goes back that you really have to understand that you are in your own race, and not to compare to other people, which we're human. We're all going to compare and be like, well, why did they get it? Why did they get it? You know,
but they're not even good.
Yeah. They're not even good, but they're working, dude. Okay.
They still suck.
Yeah. I think it's just understanding, like, and it's something that I'm still working on. I don't think you ever like master it, but I think just understanding that, you know, that it is your own race, that it's your own journey. And to really, like, you know, sometimes my wife has to tell me, like, dude, you just worked. You know, I'm like,
chill.
You know, like, she's like, you just worked. Like, enjoy what you're doing and not what's not happening. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I have to constantly remind myself. And I'm getting better at it, fully, much better. I'm letting go of things a lot easier nowadays. And just understanding that. There is no timeline. There is no like, oh, by 45, of course you can have goals. Like, hey, I want to make sure that I've done 2 guest stars and, you know, or whatever, have your goals. Yeah. But to put a timeline on something that you love, and that's, I'm going to do this forever. When I'm 80 or whatever, you know, I'll be the old guy in the commercial.
Grandpa.
Yeah, whatever, you know, however it is, you know, but I love this. So I think it's just for me to understand that the purpose of being in my own race is continuously reminding myself that it's my journey, you know, that nobody else, you know, I'm not comparing that. What they're going through is their thing, mm-hmm. you know, God bless them. However, you know, if their success comes early and they're going, go, mm-hmm. just do it right, you know? And mm-hmm. that's my only thing is to people is like, if you get the opportunity to make it, I guess, or land in places that you've prayed about or thought about or meditated about, then at least do it right and treat people right and understand that where you're at is for a purpose and don't throw it away, you know? Yeah.
Nice. Don't throw it away for sure. That's a great point. Thank you, Juan.
Of course.
For giving me some of your time this week.
Anytime.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I'm Virgil Rodriguez for A Race of Your Own. Don't forget to subscribe.